Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Animal Stories. Did you know that after all of our episodes, we create activities and arts, crafts, or experiments, or fun things for you to do that are totally right off of the episode? So you can listen to the episode and then do the activity right after. Head on over to HeyMrJim.com to check out those activities for kids that we build just for you. Are you guys ready for part two of this adventure? Me too! Let's go! The rest of lunchtime flew by between Sienna and Melody. They just were having the best time ever and almost even forgot to eat their lunch. Have you ever had such a good time with friends that you forget to eat? Yeah, that happens to me all the time. Yeah, and today my mom said that I have to start gathering my own food and making my own caches. I've never done that before, said Melody.
Oh, caches, I'm an expert at that, said Sienna. You see, after school, I will show you around and show you all the secrets because I'm some say the best at cash making, and I'll show you everything. Don't worry, said Sienna.
All right, students, 1 minute remaining of lunch. Start cleaning up your tables and line up, shouted one of the teachers. Sienna and Melody looked up at each other. Their eyes got very big, and they realized that they didn't really eat much. They garbled all of their food as fast as they could and cleaned up their plates and ran over to get in line.
Sienna, that would be awesome. Yeah, after school, could you show me some of those tricks that you were talking about?
Absolutely, said Sienna.
The class marched their way back to class, and it was back to learning they went.
The rest of the school day actually was a whole lot better than Melody had thought it was going to be after that rough start in the morning. They learned all kinds of really great new things about all the different species of animals that were in their class, and they talked about the field trips that they were going to go on this year. It was an amazing first day, and all of a sudden, the bell rang.
Ding, ding.
All right, class, that means school is over for today.
Yay!
The students all raced out the door and said goodbye to their teacher and ran outside.
All right, Sienna, so where do we do this? Said Melody.
All right, just come with me.
Sienna the squirrel led the way as Melody the red-headed woodpecker followed closely behind. They were walking towards this beautiful savanna, full of grassy fields and big, tall oak trees that were the tallest, biggest ones that Melody had ever seen.
All right, first step is you have to find a good hiding place. You see, I like to dig holes in the ground and I put my acorns in the hole, but I don't think woodpeckers are good at digging holes. Do you know where you hide your food usually?
Yeah, well, my mom usually finds like a hollow in a tree, and that's where she puts the food, said Melody.
Oh, perfect. Yes, I love using hollows in the tree. Let's go!
Sienna the squirrel raced off, and Melody flew close behind.
Do you know what the hollow of a tree, do you know what that means? A hollow part?
Yeah, it's like a big hole in the side of a tree, and if you peek inside, there's like a whole little bit of a room inside of that tree, and that could be a great place for a woodpecker to hide their food.
What do you think of this hollow over here?
Melody was pointing to a hollow part of this big oak tree.
Oh, yeah, that looks perfect. All right, so step one, we've identified a great place for the cache. Step two is to make camouflage. Do you know what camouflage is?
No, I don't, said Melody.
Oh, well, we've got to find some leaves and sticks and some things to, like, block the hole from it being seen from another creature.
Ooh, Sienna the squirrel is on to something very important. You see, in making a cache of food outside, like we said, step one, you got to find the right spot, and step two, we got to camouflage it. And so Sienna's talking about putting leaves and sticks and stuff in front of the hole of the tree so that it doesn't look like a hole anymore. It's kind of hidden. And so now that we have all that done, I think it's ready for step 3.
All right, now that you have camouflaged, it's time to get some food. Let's go.
Sienna the squirrel raced down the tree. And Melody was close behind. They ran through the fields and started to gather some delicious foods. They found delicious nuts and berries and filled their pockets with them to bring them back to their caches.
All right, Melody, you fly up to your tree hollow and put your stuff in there and then hide it. And I'm going to go put my stuff in my caches. And then we'll meet back here, okay?
Okay, wow. Thank you so much, Sienna. You're like the best friend ever, said Melody. As Melody flew up to the hollow of her tree, she put all the food inside that she had gathered. This would last her all week of lunches. And then she carefully covered up the hole with the sticks and leaves to create some camouflage. And then she flew down to the ground to find Sienna.
Oh, hey, Sienna, I'm all done. How are you doing?
Oh, great. Wait a second. Where'd that tree hollow go? I don't see it. Did it fall off?
No, the hollow on the tree didn't fall off, said Melody. I used camouflage, just like you showed me, and now it's almost invisible.
Wow, great job,
said Sienna.
You see, step 4.
There's a step 4? Said Melody.
Yes, kind of. I don't have a very good memory, so I have to make a lot of different caches just in case I forget where one is.
Oh, yes. Have you heard that about squirrels forgetting where they put their acorns and stuff? Yes, it's true. It's true. They don't have a very good memory, and so they bury their acorns all over in different places. And some of them end up actually growing into trees. But the ones that they do remember, they do go back and eat those. But they just have to make a whole bunch of different caches. Not only for their memory, but also as a good backup plan in case a creature does end up stealing their food. Melody and Sienna spent the rest of the afternoon building different caches and filling it with food and hiding it with camouflage. That actually sounds kind of cool. Like, I kind of want to go outside and build a secret cache of food. What about you? As Melody waved goodbye to Sienna, it was time for her to go home. She flew inside her home where her mom was waiting for her, and her mom asked, "Hey, Melody, how was your first day of school?"
"Oh, it was amazing. It was probably the best day ever, and I made a best new friend, and she showed me how to do caches, so I have all my caches done for the next couple weeks, and it was like the best day ever. Bye."
Melody raced up back to her room. She was going to go play with some toys. Her mom was so surprised that Melody had such a great day at school. What started off as, you know, a pretty challenging day ended up being a fantastic day. And do you know why? Yeah, it's because Melody was able to make a new friend with Sienna. So if you ever see someone like Melody who's sitting by themselves and they look all alone, you should totally be their friend because that is going to make it the best day ever. The end. Great job. You listened all the way to the end. That was a really great story, and I'm pretty excited to learn about red-headed woodpeckers. Did you know that they're kind of hard to identify? Yeah, there's lots of woodpeckers that look pretty similar, but the downy woodpeckers and the red-headed woodpeckers are different creatures, even though they look very similar. Well, friends, I hope you have a super-duper day, and it would mean so much to me if you left a review on Apple Podcasts or a rating on Spotify saying how much you love Kids Animal Stories, because I know I have a lot of fun doing it, and I bet you have a lot of fun listening. Well, I'll see you next time, friends. Bye!